Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Welcome to another bonus episode. This episode, I am talking all about how to practically increase your trust in God. One thing that I found as I have been on this whole God is my CEO movement and teaching people how to build a relationship with God, how to make him the head of their business, all of these things, the root cause, remember we've talked about in our regular episodes, getting back to the basics. One of the foundational elements that a lot of people skip is they don't realize that they don't trust God. And they're like, Tatum, I struggle with consistency. I struggle with reading my Bible every day. Like I want to pray, but I don't find myself doing that, or I pray about something, but then somehow I still end up doing things my own way. All of these different things come up, and the commonality between a lot of, or the root of a lot of questions that I get, a lot of concerns that people have when they come to me, is they don't trust God. And you guys know me well enough, if you've been listening to the show for long enough, that I'm all about being vulnerable, like identify what the real issue is so that we can deal with it. And so I made this video originally for YouTube, but I'm bringing it back here because I want you guys to have these tools, these tips, as well as the resource that I offer, the free resource that I offer for you to practically. I want you guys to have stuff that you can listen and apply. So how you can practically increase your trust in God. Here it is. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, my name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm the CEO of Anchor Media. I'm an author, yada, 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 wife, mom, all of the things. But before we get into today's video, I want you guys to first hit that notification bell, hit subscribe so that you don't miss whenever we come out with a new video. So let's get right into it, you guys. Today, I want to talk about how to increase your trust in God. One thing that I've learned over my journey is that trust is what makes it easier. It's as simple as that. Like, we know, living for God for our businesses, or relying on God on behalf of our businesses, living for him in all areas of our life, it requires trust. You know, obeying God and hearing his voice and doing what he tells you to do, it requires trust. Faith requires trust. For the definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1 is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. And so in order for you to be confident and to be assured, you have to trust the person that you're putting your faith in. And what I found just by working with a lot of believers via podcasting or talking to people that I meet in person or through the Society, which is our membership program for faith-based entrepreneurs, all of these different vehicles that I interact with people, one commonality between those who find themselves stuck and frustrated on their walk with God is a lack of trust. And the lack of trust is understandable because a lot of times our perception of God is a reflection of our relationship with our natural parents. So it's hard for us to look at God as a father if the father that we got in the natural wasn't trustworthy or wasn't there at all. You know, if the mother that we have in the natural isn't there or isn't trustworthy at all, it's hard to look at God as a parent when your natural parents didn't live up to what it is that you needed for them to be in your life. So the root of it is understandable. And that's why I always say, acknowledge how you feel, but stand on what you know, because how you feel is valid. Your feelings are valid. But in order for your feelings to stop dictating how you act, you have to get to the root of those feelings. So if your situation is that you can't trust God because your natural parents were not trustworthy, then now to get to the root of that, you have to go to therapy, deal with those things, pray and fast on behalf of your heart, pray that God heals those broken areas. Like, that's what needs to be addressed so that you can move forward with a trusting relationship with God. Now, I don't consider that, though, to be a prerequisite, right? You don't need to go to therapy before you can trust God, right? I'm telling you to go to therapy and seek counseling and do the work to deal with those rooted issues, because that's necessary for you to just be the best person that God calls you to be. Like, it's understandable. Your feelings are understandable, but they can't be an excuse as to why you're not obeying the instructions that God is giving you. right? So deal with those things. Absolutely. I don't want to discredit any of the emotional traumas that may have gotten you to this place. That's why I addressed that first and stressed the importance of things like therapy and counseling and finding those resources so that you can heal from those broken areas. But at the same time, again, those things cannot be excuses, and it cannot hold you back from fully trusting God and trusting what it is that he has for you and the things that he's calling you to do. So I'm going to go over just some quick things. I don't want to be long-winded. You guys can subscribe to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast to get the long-winded version of a lot of the different messages that the Lord gives me. But for our YouTube channel, I really want to be very practical and very straight to the point. Link a couple podcast episodes that are relevant right here in the description box so that you can listen to those as well. But for the sake of this video, I'm going to give you three quick practical things that you can start doing today to build up that trust in God. The first thing that I want you to do is keep track of your answered prayers. I call this God's track record, and there's actually a link to a spreadsheet in the description box that you can sign up for so that you can have it and continue to update it and read it. Now, by keeping track of your answered prayers, you're building up your faith. You're reminding yourself that if God did this, then he can do that. You're reminding yourself that the place that you're in right now was once something that you cried and you prayed for, and now you're here. That reminds you of how good he is. Right now, I'm in my new office recording this video. As you can see, it's this beautiful window right here. I got this nice chair. I'm giving you something, an experience here, okay? This is a beautiful office space, but my other office space that was half the size in the middle of bathrooms where I was listening to flushing all day, that space was something that I prayed and I cried for. I wanted a space outside of my home that I could work. I wanted somewhere that I can go zone in and focus. I wanted something that I can afford and that I can really go and do the work of the Lord. And I got that. And now we're able to upgrade into this space, but I'm not going to forget where I was when I couldn't have been in the space I was before then. I remember even being there like, okay, this is getting tight. This is getting small. God, I want something bigger. And here I am in a pandemic, able to sign a new lease at a discounted rate in a bigger and better office space. That's only God. And so guess what? I'm going to put that on my spreadsheet of answered prayers. My podcast, we've crossed 4.5 million people this year. We're celebrating 4 years. The first Monday in January will mark 4 years of podcasting. Anchor Media was birthed from a podcast. So I've been able to live my wildest dreams. I have a book deal, so many different opportunities. We traveled all over the country last year, going on a tour with the podcast. We have a community of hundreds of women who are believers and who are entrepreneurs. These are things that I prayed for, that I cried for. I have a beautiful son that I'm going home to after I record this video. I prayed, I cried for him. I have a husband who's at home with our son right now, giving me the space to be all who God called me to be without that being a jab at his masculinity. Like, that's what I prayed for. And by keeping myself in that mindset of awe, and that's been my prayer from day one. I said, God, I never want to stop being in awe of you. Because when you do and you start thinking that it was you who got you there, that's when pride starts to get in. That's where ego starts to get in. That's when you start feeling yourself and smelling yourself. So for me personally, keeping that track record is very, very important. Taking a step back from the bossed up things that I have going on and looking around and being like, whoa, God, for real? Like, I'm having the best time in this space right now. Like, I have to bring my holy oil back in here tomorrow so I can anoint the doorpost, anoint this window, anoint the walls to make sure that nothing that is not supposed to get to me crosses through that threshold and that the blood of Jesus is all up and through this thing. I'm doing all of that because I have to stay in a place to where I am in awe of God. Because it makes that next big decision, that next big yes that I have to give him that much easier. Because if he can do this, whatever it is he has next for me, he can do. What Anchor Media is doing in 2021, I have no clue. I just know that God has given us a huge mission as far as what we are to do next. And I'm game. I'm down for whatever. Because at this point, as I look to my left, look to my right, look at everything, look at my track record, He can't steer me right. He hasn't yet. Man has let me down many a times. I've let myself down many a times, but God has never left me down. He's never called me to give up something and did not give me something better.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
So again, keep a record, keep God's track record. The link is in the description for you to download the spreadsheet that we created for you. Read it every day. Whenever you're in that moment where God is asking you to do something and you're struggling, or he's asking you to give up something and you're struggling, go back to that. Remind yourself of the prayers that he answered. Remind yourself of how amazing he is. Point number two. Keep a track record of any word that God speaks to you. So any prophetic word, if God has spoken to you through any of my YouTube videos or the podcast or anyone else, keep a record of that. Go back to it. Remind yourself. Prophecies are amazing. God has blessed prophets with the ability to know the secret things. And so it's not time for us to pimp those gifts from the prophets, because a lot of us do that. We try to rub the head of a prophet to see what God has to say, and that's not right. That's a whole video for a whole nother day. The prophet is not your personal genie, but we ain't even gonna get into that. But keep a record of anything, that any words or anything that someone has given you. Caveat to that though, there are false prophets as well. So make sure that you test the spirit of every person that is trying to speak into your life. Also understand that when a prophet gives you a word, it should confirm something that God is already speaking to you about. So don't take anybody's word as law that tries to pour into you. Always go back to the Father. Also understand that we prophesy in part. So even those prophetic words, that you still don't know everything, but by you just accumulating all of the things that God has shown you, has shared with you, if you were in a quiet time and you got some downloads, keep a record of that. When I first started journaling, I would put a sticky note, because my journals would get full of a bunch of stuff. How I feel, prayers, downloads, sermon notes. Like, it would just be a bunch of stuff in there to where I would never find anything. So whenever God gave me a word, either via someone else, either a dream or a download when I was in my quiet time, I would put a sticky note on it. So that way it's easy for me to just go back and know what pages has something that's relevant there. So when I am reviewing the different prophetic words that have been given to me, I can easily flip through. I also used to keep a Google Doc on my computer where any words someone gives me, I type it in there, any prophetic words. So I just continue to read them to encourage me. Encouraging yourself is very, very important. A lot of us, especially if God is calling you to pioneer, a lot of things you're going to be doing, people aren't going to understand. They aren't going to be able to relate. And they aren't going to be able to pour into you because they're just not qualified to do that. And that's not a knock to them. Is God made that plan, or he has you doing this endeavor for you, you know, and it's not for anybody else to get on board with or to approve of. And a lot of times God does put us in that position where all we have is us and him to make sure that we're going to obey him. Right? So keeping that record and reviewing that often is another way to increase your trust. And then once that prophetic word comes to pass, add that over to the answered prayers document. So you're keeping track of everything. You're building your faith up in real time. And then lastly, read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Study the word. Like I said earlier, God doesn't have to do anything else for you to trust him. There's a huge book of miracle after miracle, answered prayer after answered prayer. Find whoever in the Bible is relevant to what he's calling you to do and study them. Study how God spoke to them. Study how he responded, how he provided, how he protected. Study how they felt, because a lot of times we can identify with those people because they were human as well. They had feelings as well. So I can identify with Jeremiah when he didn't want to keep opening his mouth because it wasn't received well. I can identify with that. And so studying the word now builds up my faith, because I knew that even though he wasn't received well, he was still a prophet of God. He was still obedient, and God still saw him as successful. I know now, as I'm building up my company, Nehemiah is a great resource for me in the word, because I'm seeing the strategies. I'm seeing how he had people praying at different, like I'm seeing things that are relevant to me that I can then take and apply to how I'm building my business. But I'm also seeing the way that God provided. And as that story unfolds, that's relevant for me. So reading the word of God is building up my faith even more. It's building up my trust even more. Also, having that word in your heart means you're able to counteract any of the negative thoughts and things that the enemy tries to throw your way. I was reading a book recently. I don't remember the exact name of it right now. In this book, it emphasized just how the mind is a true battlefield, right? And it talked about how the enemy will bring thoughts and things into your mind that not you, they're him. And the second you agree with them, a stronghold is created that now the enemy can hide behind it. So now, instead of fighting the enemy, instead of counteracting what he's saying with the word of God, instead of bringing those thoughts into captivity, now you're accepting them as your emotions. Now you're accepting them as how you feel, when it's not how you feel. But the second you accepted something that was not of God, you created a stronghold and a hiding place for the enemy to get into and continue to mess with you and continue to keep you stuck, continue to keep in bondage, and the list goes on. That will contribute to his ultimate goal, which is to kill, steal, and destroy you and everything that God wants to do through you. And that's probably going to be a whole podcast episode, because that's deep and I can get a lot deeper, but that's not what we're talking about here. So make sure you're subscribed to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast so that you can know when that episode does come out. But let's recap real quick. Number one, how to practically increase your trust in God. Keep a track record of answered prayers. There's a link in the description box for you to sign up for our spreadsheet, and you can start doing that today. Number two, keep a record of all of the prophetic words that you're giving. Keep a notes thing in your phone with like voice memos and stuff like that. You can do a document on your computer. You can keep track however you want in your journals. And then once those prophecies come to pass, go ahead and put that into the answered prayer pile as well, so that you can again keep record or keep note of God's track record. Also understand, when it comes to prophetic words though, that words are for an appointed time. There's a time and a season under the sun for everything. So use that prophetic word not to discourage you because it hasn't come to pass, but encourage you to know that it's going to be on time whenever God's timing is. And that's another tactic of the enemy, where he'll take something that's meant for good, something that God shared with us that's meant to encourage us, and we now take it and use it, or we allow him, because we've come into agreement with him that, oh, I'm impatient. We've come into agreement with him. Now this stronghold is created that he's hiding behind. And now we're now something that God has shown us that's supposed to encourage us is now something that fuels our impatience or fuels our distrust. See how tricky that little sucker is? You know, it's so important. That's why we're talking about this, because it's very important that we build up that trust. You understand the tactics of the enemy so that you can continue to claim the victory that's already yours. And then the last thing was read and study the word of God. Always go back to the word of God. Always, always. And when I say study the word of God, I'm not talking about Google some scriptures real quick. I mean, get you a study Bible. The link is in the description for one that I love. Get you a study Bible. Understand the who, the what, the when, the why, the how, the where, the themes, how that relates to your life. Study it to where you understand it. We study so that we can pass tests in the natural. It's the same thing. Study so that you can show yourself approved. So that's it, because I could really go in, but that's what the podcast is for. That's it for this video. Let me know what you think in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. And don't forget to subscribe right here so you don't miss another video when we have one out. I'll see you in the next video.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.